الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ولا رب شرح صدري ويسر لي أمري وأحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How's everybody doing? الحمد لله. Welcome to another class. We have a few things to talk about when it comes to the when it comes to our class today. Let me share my screen with you to make that a little easier. Some of the things that we will be speaking about today, inshallah, are as follows. Number one is Quran study. We will complete the study of the rest of this ayah, inshallah. Then we will look at a new feature on the student portal. That's exciting. Maybe some of you have already seen it. Maybe you haven't, but it will surely excite you, inshallah. And then we're going to start revisiting the properties of ism and also lead into next week with the review of Jumla Fi'liya, leading into the study of Kana and Inna. Okay, we'll try our best to cover these contents as quickly as possible, inshallah ta'ala. But let us begin with Quran study first and foremost, because that's the first thing on schedule. I don't know why there's a lot less people here today. Maybe Sister Solange, if you can send a message on the group, that'll be good to just remind people. Inshallah, thank you very much. Okay, let us get started. This is the ayah. We left the ayah here, right? This is the ayah number 38. وَيَصْنَعُ الْفُلْكَ وَكُلَّمَا مَرَّ عَلَيْهِ مَلَأٌ مِّن قَوْمِهِ سَخِرُوا مِنْهُ. Okay? And he builds the ship. يَصْنَعُ الْفُلْكَ. And every time, كُلَّمَا مَرَّ عَلَيْهِ مَلَأٌ, a leader passed by him. What happened? What happened when a leader passed by him? Well, let's look at that. مَرَّ عَلَيْهِ مَلَأٌ. Now, the word that we're going to start off is this one, min, which you can tell me means what? Min means... What does min mean? Min means from. Jazakumullah khairan. And what is it? It's a harf jar. Perfect. It is a harf jar. And this means from. Okay? Very good. Jazakumullahu khairan. Okay? There is a shadda on the meme. Do you notice a shadda on the meme there? Maybe I shouldn't. Yep. You see that one? Any guesses? Okay, here's the question. Is it Arabic grammar or is it Tajweed? It is, in fact, Tajweed. Perfect. It is Tajweed. This is a Tajweed thing. It doesn't have anything to do with Arabic grammar. In fact, if I was to write this ayah without Tajweed, right, I would write it like this. And if I was to read it without Tajweed, I would read it as Mala'un min qawmihi. But the Quran, what you do is that you, if there is a tanween, right, and after the tanween there is a noon, the tanween and the noon become merged by what's called idgham. Mala'um min qawmihi, like that. That's why they have the shadda there, just to highlight the merging, the idgham. Right, there's no other example of this in this ayah, but this is that one example. Okay, sounds good. In case you were wondering, just making sure that we're not lost. Qawmihi is how many words? Qawmihi is two words. Word number one. Qawmi. Perfect. And that word number one is what? Is Ism majrur, right? Ism majrur. Very good. Right after harf jar, we have ism majrur. Always, always, always. Okay, qawmi. And then the second word here is he, right? He is a, what is he? What is he? He's an attached pronoun, Jameel. Let us look at our learning aid here. Where is the learning aid? What happens when the attached pronoun attaches itself to an ism? It is what? Mudaf ilayhi. Perfect. So this would be what? Mudaf ilayhi. Yes or no? And thus, qawmi would be what? Qawmi would be mudaf. Thank you. Awesome. Qawmi would be mudaf. All right. The meaning of qawm. What is the meaning of the word qawm? Any guesses? Nation. Okay. People. Good. Let me tell me something. Tell me the root letters for the word qawm. Can you guess them? Can you or know them? Qawm. Right there. It is qaf, waw, and meem. Yeah? Qaf, waw, and meem. Let's look it up. Qaf, waw, and meem. No problem, Brother Musa. Thank you very much for attending. Jazakallahu khairan. Barakallahu feek. You with me, people? Here I am with the Quran dictionary. I'm looking at qaf, wow, and there noon. Yeah? Okay. This is actually quite a frequent word in the Quran. Look at that. 660 times in the Quran it comes. This or these roots or words that come from this root. Wow, that's a lot, huh? There is the word qama, family one from this root. Is what? Qama. Sorry. Qama. Qama means what? Qama means to stand up. To rise. Okay? To stand up, to rise. Okay? This is qama. By the way, do you notice something interesting here? With regards to R2. Do you notice that? Lack of waw. Perfect, right? R1, qaf, qaf. R3, meem, meem. R2, waw. Is not there. It's alif. Do you notice that? This is what we call an irregular fi'l. Yeah? Irregular fi'ls are when one of the root letters or more are waw or ya. And its irregularity shows up like this. Qama. Right? The root letter doesn't show up at times. And other times it will show up. But let's look at our meaning. We will do this obviously much later in steps 3. But again, I just want to point this out to you so it is registered in your memory. Qama, to stand up, to rise. Okay? Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, right there. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسَ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا When the hypocrites deceive, or they think to deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it is Allah who وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ He deceives them. And when they stand up for prayer, when they stand up for prayer, قَامُوا كُسَالَ They stand lazily. يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسِ showing themselves to the people. وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Not remembering Allah except a little. Okay? This is an interesting situation because these are people who are, the Quran calls them munafiqeen. They are living a lie. They have lied to the Prophet ﷺ that they are Muslims, but they're not. Right? If the Prophet ﷺ was not around in Medina, if he was in a different city, they would not even pretend to be Muslims. Okay? So these are the people who are living a lie that's referenced in this ayah. Now what happened back in the day is if you're Muslim and you lived in Medina, what was the expectation of you? To show up to the masjid for salah, right? A fight as well, sure, when the time came. But show up to the masjid every day, five times a day. Unless you are gone for a journey, or you're sick, or you are away working in a place where the masjid of the Prophet is not close. But generally, everybody was expected to be there for Fajr and for Aisha Salah. Okay? Yes or no? Now, these people would have to show up. If they didn't show up for Salah, people would be like, hey, what's up with you? Why don't you come for prayer? Right? Their lack of attendance for Salah would give away their secret. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then highlights, you know, the symptom of their or of their problem. The telltale sign that they're hiding a secret. When they come to the prayer, they stand lazily, right? It's like last minute, just very end, just barely making it. They're doing so people can see that they're Muslims. So their secret can be safe. The ayah or the purpose of the salah is to make us remember Allah. And that for them is very little. وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Not remembering Allah except a little. Okay? غَزَوَات, that's a different topic. But yes, that's also something that they wouldn't want to fight for a cause they didn't believe in. Right? So they will come up with all types of excuses. But this is, this ayah particularly is about the hypocrites, okay, who were living a lie. Now, this is قَامُوا كُسَالَ قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاتِ, right? That's the meaning of the word قَامَ, which is to stand up. Yes? You also have, from this, you might hear in the إِقَامَ قَدْ قَامَتِ الصَّلَاةِ قَدْ قَامَتِ الصَّلَاةِ. The salah has stood, meaning people are standing up to pray. Now, there's also the word aqama. You see this word aqama from family number 4. What is the meaning of the word, of this word here? Qad means for sure. Qad means for sure. Right? When you say, qad qamat, right, as-salah, if you can guess, what is this, what is the actor in qamat, past tense, hidden pronoun she, excellent, mashallah. If you have hidden pronoun she, can you have an outside doer? Yes, and what is the outside doer? As-salatu, very nice. Now it's pronounced قَدْ قَامَتِ الصَّلَةِ, of course, because you have two sukoons. And to join them, you put a kasra there. But that's what it means. قَدْ قَامَتِ الصَّلَةِ, the salah, the prayer has risen. Meaning, it's time to get up and pray. That's why the iqama has this, the adhan does not, because the iqama is a sign where now you get up and pray. Clear, inshallah? Aqama. Aqama means, is that point clear, people? Inshallah? Yes or no? Aqama means to establish. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةِ وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةِ وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. What do you notice? about from these ayat. Repeating of salah and zakat together. Excellent. But and also, what is it that Allah uses for salah? Like what fi'l, or what's the meaning? Establishing. Yes. Right? It's meant to be more than just going through the motions. That's the idea. It's meant to be established. Look at this. قَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُ الزَّكَاةَ أَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. Don't just stand and pray. It's supposed to be like established as like a very important part. You know, something that's regular. It's kind of like it's immovable, right? Immovable not in the sense that salah never, like you can pray salah at different times. It's a window, right? But like that part of your life never changes, right? Like that's something we do. It's like eating, drinking, going to sleep. Like salah is like an immovable part of our lives, right? Another example of it is thinking of like the idea of a establishment, like a building, right? Once the building is built, it's there, right? Even in Surah Al-Kahf, you see this example, right? فَوَجَدَ جِدَارًا يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَنْقَضَّ فَأَقَامَ. You see that? He saw, this is Musa and Khidr, Khidr saw a wall about to collapse. فَأَقَامَهُ. So Khidr restored it. He made it stand up. It was about to fall down, he made it stand up. That's the idea about establishing the prayer too, in the sense that it's like the building. It's not going to be moved around. The furniture inside the building can move, but the building does not move, and that's the idea of iqamatu salah. You with me, people? Alright, alhamdulillah. So iqama is to establish. From this you also get the word iqama, which is what? Iqama, which is the call to prayer, right? Call to prayer for the jama'ah, right? For the congregation. Yes or no? Alright. Alhamdulillah. Aqama is a word. From this also, you have the word istiqama and mustaqim. Let me show you those words. Mustaqim, you see that? This is ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, ila sirat al-mustaqim. All of these are, oh, there's an adjective right there. As ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, right there. Right? That mustaqim, the straight, the established. The straight / established way. Yes? From this also you get the word Yawm al-Qiyamah. Yes? Yawm al-Qiyamah. Yawm al-Qiyamah. Why Yawm al-Qiyamah? What does Yawm al-Qiyamah have to do with standing? Any answers? It is established that what will happen. Okay, good. That's, I like that. Everyone will be standing that day. Ah, standing in front of Allah, right? The day of standing in front of Allah. And you'll be doing a lot of standing on that day too. That's correct as well. Okay? يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Like Allah says in Surah Al-Mutaffifin, the day the people will be standing for the sake of Allah. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. The one who fears standing in front of Allah. Same root letter. From all these is the word also قَوْم. Qawm. And Qawm comes in the Quran in a variety of places. As you can see, it's all over the place. A lot of times it comes as Ya Qawmi, Ya Qawmi, Ya Qawmi, Ya Qawmi, oh my people. But Qawm means people. Why? What does Qawm or people have to do with standing, by the way? What does it have to do with standing? Perhaps the reason is that the standing is like, you know, representing people all like in it together, right? So a nation or a people, they're all unified by something, either by their race or ethnicity or a cause or something, right? So it's like they're all standing for the same thing. That's kind of the idea, qawm. All together, standing up for something together. That's the idea of a qawm. Ideal qawm at least, right? They're all like stick together. not like us. Okay, qawm. Nation, people. Okay, very good. E would be his. Excellent. This would then be what, people? Ya Qawmi. His people. Yes? Okay. Min Qawmihi. Kullama marra alayhi mala'um min Qawmihi. Right? Is it okay like that? We did some for a few words. I have a couple of words. Qawm and Sakhiru. That we do like a small deep dive. Is that okay? Or no? Or just tell you the meaning and move on. I feel it's best to do that because it allows you to retain the vocabulary better, right? And it's like a balance we need to find, not spending too much time, but also spending some time doing this because it allows for better retention. You can make better connections. Okay. Qawmihi. Also tell me, is this little thing here Arabic grammar or tajweed? This is tajweed, okay? This is a tajweed thing, not an Arabic grammar thing. Great, I'm happy. Okay, sakhiru. Sakhiru. Right? Okay, sakhiru. What are the root letters for sakhiru? Seen, Kha, and Ra. Very good. Seen, Kha, and Ra. Okay. What does this word mean? Seen. Any guesses before I look it up? Ah, oh, mashallah, Sister Maryam's traveling dua. That is sakhara. Sakhara. Very nice. But it is unrelated to family one. The family two version is unrelated to family one, to the best of what I can think. Okay? It means to ridicule or mock someone. It means to ridicule or mock somebody, to make fun of somebody. Okay, look at the ayah, for example. وَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. This is the present tense version of it. They ridicule the people who believe. This idea, لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّن قَوْمٍ. A group of people, here قَوْم could also mean men. A group of people should not mock or ridicule or make fun of another group of people. Because, عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ. Perhaps The ones you're making fun of are better than you. Hmm? And some scholars say, like, asa an yakunu khayran minhum is actually like, they are better than you because you're making fun of them, they're not. Right? So this asa is not perhaps, it's like you're actually lowering yourselves and they are now in, have the upper hand. And the irony is, you're the one who's making fun of them, trying to give them, make them lower than you. Okay? Subhanallah. Shopping, a derivative. Shopping is tasawwuq. Tasawwuq. Or maybe like the hamza is, the qaf is tasawwuq, but not sakhira. I don't think there's a shopping thing there. Unless you like making fun of people while you're shopping. I don't know. Sakhara is to subject and to impose. Let's talk about believers, by the way, Brother Farhan. This is about like people of Iman. Hmm? Okay. Yeah, because the ayah, sorry, I should have shown you the ayah. The ayah begins, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Right? O you who believe. Okay? Doesn't mean that we make fun of like people who are not Muslim either. I mean, that's not good manners. But the ayah, the ruling is like specifically about the believers. Okay? Subhanallah, sakharana. Perfect. Excellent one. This is right here. Surah Zukhruf. Right here. Subhanallah, sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin. Hmm? This means subject it, to put something under your command. That's what it means. Allah uses this to tell, to, this word to talk about the oceans. Allah has made the oceans subjected to you, like under your command. Subhanallah. لِتَجْرِيَ الْفُلْكُ فِيهِ بِأَمْرِهِ. Right? And that allows the what? The what? Tell me what this word is. The ship. Hmm? Allows the ship or the ships to sail, right? In them by his leave. Okay? He has subjected to you. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مِنْهُ. Everything on the earth, he has put it in your service. Hmm? He has put it under your service. Subhanallah. So the dua is actually, Subhanallah, سَخَّرَ لَنَا هَذَا, is the dua that, oh Allah, you are glorified because you have subjected this to us. The right that we have is under our command, right? And this is something that we could not have done if it was not for your, for not for your permission and not for your favor. Does that make sense? Are you with me, people? Okay. Now, Sakhiru. We found out the meaning of Sinkhara, to mock and to think. Okay, now I want you to tell me, what would be the translation here? Think about the fa'il, fa'il as well, the tense, the fa'il, everything. Ahsantum. They ridiculed or mocked. Right? Jamil jiddan. What is this thing? Sakhiru, what is it? Fi'l, ahsant. What type of fi'l? Past tense, fi'l. Excellent. Fa'il. Think about it. Oh, mashallah. Wow, right? Wow, and what does it represent? Represents they. Thank you very much. Jameel. Awesome, right? Alhamdulillah, isn't that nice? You got it. Sakhiru minhu. What's the word after I put now here? Sakhiru. What's the next word that I put here? Min. Perfect. And this word is going to be who? Okay. What is min? What is min? Means from. Very good. Min means from. I agree. But it is actually harf. of Jar. Okay. And what is who? Ism Majroor. Okay. What is who mean? Alhamdulillah. Him. Right? Now, they ridiculed from him. What is it actually referring to? What does it mean? They ridiculed from him. Like, just your intuition. What does it tell you? They ridiculed him, right? Yes or no? What's with the from here? Okay. This requires us to take a small tangent. Okay, and this is actually a very important part of our study. The tangent we're going to take is called the harf usage with fi'l. Harf usage with fi'l. Are you with me? This is going to be interesting. Okay. Okay. Harf jar. And this, inshallah, will answer some of your nagging questions about harf jar. Inshallah. Okay. Harf jar have a base meaning. Okay. What does min mean? From. Okay. What does ala mean? Look at that. Ala means on or upon. Same thing, right? On, upon is close enough. Right? Okay. Great. Now, here's the interesting thing. When a fi'l is used, it changes the meaning of the harf jar. Okay? It changes the meaning of the harf jar. Or maybe let's say it could change the meaning of the harf jar. Okay, fi'l is used in a sentence. Used in a sentence. Right? Now, anywhere in a sentence. Yes. We're talking about the fi'l itself, basically. Anywhere in the sentence. Make sense? Okay, let me finish this, inshallah. I think it will make sense when I finish. How do you know what the meaning is? Two ways to do it. Number one, you look it up in the dictionary. Number two, vocab acquisition. Once you've acquired the vocabulary, you know which harf jar goes with what fi'l, or you know what fi'l will change the meaning of which harf jar. You will know that once you've acquired that vocabulary. Those are two ways, and these are both, like, you know, they go hand in hand. You look it up in the dictionary, you acquire the vocabulary, then you look up in the dictionary more, you acquire more vocabulary. It works like that. Okay, let me give you an example. Okay, what is the word in the ayah here that means to pass? In this ayah, what's the word to pass? Anybody remember? Right? Past. Marra. People with me? Yeah? Okay, cool. The word is marra, isn't it? To pass by someone. Yes? Okay. So, if you were to look at the word marra, to pass by, The word is, what is it, people? Marra, thank you. Okay? Marra. Okay? Now, used with harf jar, let's actually look it up. Let's look it up. And here we need to look up Hanswer. Yes. Me, bro. All right. You with me, bro? Marra. Where is it? Right there. Marra. Okay. Let me do this column thingy. Yeah. Big. Okay. What is the harf jar that is used with marra? Do you see it? Ah, excellent. B or ala. So if I was to say marra b, or if I was to say marra ala, that means to pass someone or something, or pass by someone or pass by something. Yeah? It means to walk to, I don't know what saunter means, but stroll by or past. B or ala? You see that? That's how we know. So, what is that? Explain, yeah, brother Salim. Use by the harf jar. A walk leisurely? Okay. Oh, okay. That's what I guessed, actually. That's what I would have guessed. I don't remember actually doing this ever. Walking slowly or leisurely. Every time I do it, I get so frustrated. I'm like, why am I still walking? Let me get to my destination. It's also with driving. Even if I leave early, I can't drive like speed limit. I have to go fast and overtake people. Okay, my wife is just sitting there shaking her head. She's just like, what is this? Use with harf jar ala or harf jar b. Right? It means to. Actually, you know what? I'm going to probably use b like this. Yeah. It means to pass by someone or something. What does ala mean again? Ala means on, right? I'm actually going to just maybe remove the harf jar b for a second there, just to use the example of ala. Okay? Ala, which means on. Now, the meaning of ala changes to mean what? By. That's what happens. The meaning of ala changes from on to by. But this happens when it's used with marra. You with me, people? Is this digestible? Or did the onion peel fast? I think it's not too bad. Because you've seen examples of this, right? For example, marra ala. Marra, if I used to use the sentence. Okay. What does the sentence mean? Marra ala. Muslimin. What do you think? What do you think this means? He passed. Perfect. He passed by a Muslim. Right? Can Muslim be my fa'il here? Can Muslim be my fa'il? No, right? Because what? Harf jar isim majrur, right? It's majrur. It can't be my fa'il, right? He passed by a Muslim. Okay? Very good. Okay, let's look up the word sakhira. Oh, mashallah. Mashallah. Do you want to show it to the class? Go show it. Okay. No. Right. Thank you. Okay. Mashallah. Thank you. Look at that. Maskhar. To laugh. The scarf. Oh, okay. I turn to, you know, maskhara is a clown. Look at the timing. Look at this. I mean. The timing of this word is so, like, mashallah. This is qadr of Allah for sure. Okay. What is the word sakhira used with? What's the harjah, people? Be or min. Right? To laugh, to scoff, to jeer, to sneer at somebody. Sounds like me when I'm watching basketball. Mock, ridicule, deride, make fun of. Make fun of. Min. Yeah? So see, that's what happens with this word. Let's look at this word here. Right? To make fun is sa-khi-ra yas-kha-ru. Used with harf jar min from, right? To mean what? To mean to make fun of someone. Right? Like if I was to say someone, right? For example, سَخِرُوا مِنْهُ سَخِرُوا مِنْهُ. Right, that's in the ayah, right? They mocked, or they, let's use made fun of him. Yes or no? Right? Of. It becomes min, changes, you know, from, you know, the word min, the meaning of min changes from to off. For example, this one. Are you with me, people? About this. If I was to translate it not as made fun of, but if I was to translate it as mocking or ridiculing, right? Like this one, right? It would be to mock someone. To mock someone. Here, this was to make fun of someone. Right? Here, the is to mock someone. The meaning, as you can see, the mock someone, be min, changes from to someone. This is interesting, isn't it? Again, if I was to translate the same word, sakhiru, right? Sakhiru minhu. And I want to use the word mock. How would I translate it? Sakhiru minhu. They They what? They mocked him, right? Yes or no? That's what we translated this one as, right? They ridiculed him or mocked him. Ridicule someone. They mocked / ridiculed him. Does this make sense, people? What just happened? You look at this from, the meaning from, right? And it actually changed to someone. The someone here is the him here, right? It's him. They mocked, ridiculed him. And I'm still using min. I'm giving you examples of how min is used with yas sakhira yaskharu. There's one more example, right? To laugh at someone. Right here, it was make fun of someone, right? Here, it was to ridicule someone. Here is to laugh at someone. It's just different ways of translating it, right? But this is a decent example because it covers a variety of meanings. Right? Sakhira could mean to make fun of somebody, to mock someone, to laugh at someone. These are all interchangeable meanings, yes or no? They all essentially mean the same thing. What I want to show you is how from changes to different things. Changes to off, changes to someone, changes to at. That's what I'm trying to show you. Is that okay? Yes or no? If I was to say sakhiru minhu, again, if I say the same thing, translated, it would be translated as to laugh at someone. Okay? This is the idea behind it. Okay, so the question is, meaning of harf jar changes with fi'l? Not always. It could change. It could change. Okay? And does it mean that we're going to have to look it up every time? It doesn't mean that. You can kind of figure it out as we go through it, right? But just look at this. Let me conclude with this, right? You look at how min means from. Here, min means at, to laugh at. Min means from, but here min means someone or something. Yeah? Min means from, but here in this way, if you translate it as make fun, you translate min as off. Does that make sense? If you look at examples of the verb here in the Quran of this fi'l, you see is yaskharuna min, yeah? Sakhiru minhum. Fayaskharuna minhum. Sakhirallahu minhum. Sakhiru minhu. Minna. Minkum. Do you notice that pattern? La yaskhar qawmun min qawm. The Quran uses it exclusively with the harf jar min. So this is this is something that's we will have to, like, we will encounter in our Quran study. How the meaning of a harf jar changes with the fi'l. Okay? Sometimes Sister Summer with ism as well. Brother Ryan had a question. How would you say the Muslim passed by? Then you would make it the Muslim, you would make him a marfu. Marra Muslimun ala something. Okay? You have to put this before that, right? If you want to change the sentence, you just, you know, make it marfu. Okay? Yeah, if I wanted to do this, this is a good example. This would be marra muslimun. This would be ala, ala muslimun ala rajulin. Why not? Let's try this one. This one would be what? Marra muslimun ala rajulin. A Muslim passed by a man. Right? A Muslim passed by a man. That's what this would be. Marra Muslimun ala rajul. Just as an example, just to cover that point. Marra ala, ala means on. The point of this activity was to show you that ala goes from meaning on to meaning by. Min goes from meaning on, from to meaning off or at or someone. Right? And this is how we translate it as ridiculed him. Do you see from anywhere in our sentence in the translation? Do you? No, right? And that's the thing. That's the reason why. That's the reason why it's gone. Does that make sense, inshallah? I know it's a tough point, but I hope you got it. Okay, quickly. Qala. Qala. Qala means what? Qala is a fi'l. Very good. Do you know what it means? Qala means he said. Excellent. Again, if you notice with qala, can you guess the root letters? Qama was qaf, mim, waw. Qala would be qaf, waw, lam. Also another irregular fi'l, right? Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you this is a past tense fi'l. And its actor is hidden pronoun he. I'll fill that in because we haven't studied these kind of fi'l yet. Okay? But I'm sure you could have guessed that one. Alhamdulillah. Qala. Okay. In. In. I want you to tell me what is in. Let me open up our textbook. MashaAllah, Sister Mahdiya, Ahsanti. Same saying forever. Right there. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Harf what? Harf jazm, right? In, so harf jazm. Great. Okay. Harf jazm means what? If. Great. Now, people, if I was to not even tell you what comes after in, what would be your guess here? We'll go here. What type of fi'il? Present tense fi'il, very nice. Present tense fi'il, and what's the status? Majzoom. Perfect, alhamdulillah, right? If you have a harf jazm, that's what's following it right away. Similar to what? Similar to harf jar, ism majrur, right? Harf jar, right away you have ism majrur. You have a harf jazm, right away you have present tense fi'il, that is majzoom. You with me, people? All right. Taskharu. Let's copy this one in here. Taskharu. Okay. Now tell me, what does it mean and who's the fi'il? Ah, mashallah. You all, let's keep ridiculed or ridicule? Ridicule, right? Perfect. So what is my file? Ah, mashallah, mashallah, mashallah. Wow, representing you all. Very nice. Ahsantum jazakumullahu khairan. Okay, you all. In taskharu, let me copy paste this guy here. Oh boy. Right, taskharu. What goes after taskharu? How many words is this? Is it just min or is there something more there? Something more? Perfect. It is something more. It is, in fact, as you're saying, min. And the other word is na. Like that. Yeah? Now, minna, instead of it being written with two noons, one having a sukoon and one having a fatha, how does the Quran spell it as? One noon with a shadda. That's what it does. Okay? So it is actually two words. What is min? Min is half jar, meaning from, half jar, meaning from. But that's the dictionary, that's the base meaning, right? That's the base meaning. We'll get to it. If this is half jar, what's na? Ism majroor. Right? What does na mean? Us. Okay. Very good. Now, let's read this. Okay, what would this translation be, people? You all ridicule us, right? And the if is before that. Maybe I should add the if here as well, huh? I'll actually do that. Let me just add. Let me make this a little bit good here. All right. All right. If you all ridicule or mock us, right? What is the meaning of from here? From turns into, that would be if I was to say, this, if I use the translation ridicule mock, what will this turn into? It'll turn into I'm not saying mock at us, right? That's not what I'm saying, right? I'm not saying mock off us. I'm just saying mock us. What happens to from? Someone, and that someone is us. There we go. All right. Again, let me highlight this point. See, if I'm using the word mock or ridicule, if I'm translating sakhira yaskharu as to mock and ridicule, the min is used. I need min. But the min does not mean from. It will turn into someone. That could be him. That could be whoever. Right? So look at this. Again, look at this. This, when I use this mock, ridicule, deride, min someone. Sakhira, min, mock, ridicule, someone. This is literal. What do you mean literal?
Assalamu alaikum. It's easier if I come off mute.
Of course. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I guess the way I was looking at it was just more of the best way to translate this into English, not necessarily a word for word literal translation of the word. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. That's a great point. So the base meaning, let's call it the base meaning, which is the literal meaning, is from. Okay. Now the running translation, that's what I'll call it, running translation, or the actual, you know, understood meaning, that is this one. Is that clear? Is that, does that make sense? So when we get the actual translation, you have to, the harfja has to change. The meaning of it has to change with, in accordance to the fi'l. Is that clear, Brother Salim?
It is. I guess my follow-up question would be, wouldn't min and na be redundant because you're establishing who someone is being us?
Excellent. Jazakallah khair. Thank you for asking that. So isn't it redundant? Right? Now, the answer is, in the English, it seems redundant. But the Arabic, the usage of sakhira, or this fi'l, yaskharu, any of its forms, requires you to use min with it. Even if min is not in English translated. Okay? Even if in the English we don't translate min as from or at or whatever, the Arabic requires you to use min with it. And that's why min is used. It could have been taskharuna, right? You are mocking us. But that's not how it's used in Arabic. It's used as taskharu minna. It's just usage. That's how it's used. Is that okay? Sakhira will have min with it, yes. Whether we translate it as laugh at or mock us, mock him, mock them, min is used. Okay? Okay. فَإِنَّا نَسْخَرُ مِنْكُمْ I'll explain, I'll quickly write fa here. Fa. Inna is, what does fa mean? Fa means so. Fa means so. Or them. Both things are fine. Alhamdulillah. Fa, so, or then. Let's just call it a harf for now. Okay? Inna. Inna is actually, this is a hard one. We haven't done this, so I'm going to do this one for you. It's actually two words. Okay? It's actually two words like that. Inna, like that. Like inna a'tayna kalkawthar. Inna is like that. Okay? What does inna mean? Or inna mean? Indeed. Very good. And this one I'll tell you, don't, we'll get to this because inna is a harf of nasb. Do you remember I talked to you about this last time? Harf of nasb for a ism, okay? And this is coming soon, okay? Don't worry about it. I'm just going to call this an ism for now, attached pronoun, and it means we. I'll just fill this in for you right now because we haven't studied this yet, okay? Fa'inna. But then we have this word. Naskharu. Naskharu. What does it mean? We ridicule. Or mock. Right? I'm just going to put ridicule just to save my thing there. And what is this type of fi'l? Present tense, fi'l, and what's the status? مرفوع. Thank you. مرفوع. Right. And what is the فاعل؟ ما شاء الله. أحسنتم. Hidden pronoun. We. Right. What's the فاعل؟ How? What would be hidden pronoun? He. What would be the for he mocked? He mocks. Hidden pronoun he. Yes, Kharu. Hidden pronoun she. Present tense. Taskharu. Very nice. Hidden pronoun you. Present tense. Same thing. Taskharu. Hidden pronoun I. I askharu. Very nice. Askharu. Hidden pronoun we. Naskharu. Right? So that's that column of hidden pronoun, right? Remember that? Alhamdulillah. Okay, what's the next word I put here? Fainna naskharu. Min, thank you. And after that is kum, right? Okay, kum. Now tell me, what is min? Min is a harf jar, right? Kum is ism majrur. What is the base meaning of min? From, right? And kum is no, base meaning, Vasily. Base meaning. Kum is you or, more precisely, you all. Right? And now, if I was to merge this, what do we get? Fa'inna. If you mock us, then indeed we ridicule, mock you all. Right? Which word am I underlining and bolding in my final translation? You all, right? That's what min has transformed into. Okay? I purposely chose to talk about this because this is actually one of the most difficult concepts in Arabic. How a harf jar, an ism majrur, takes the place of a maf'ul. Okay? That's actually what this is doing. And vice versa. How a maf'ul can take the place of a harf jar, ism majrur. That's actually a very advanced and a deep topic. But this is the base that will help you understand it, right? This is that base, inshallah, that will help us understand the differentiation between base dictionary meaning into a couple of possibilities. Another harf jar type meaning, or a meaning where the harf jar is gone. Like this one, right? From the translation, the harf jar is gone, isn't it? Right, that is a very important like a step towards deep understanding of the Quran. Like this is like a solid processing of the and deep thinking of the meaning of the words of Allah. There's actually a book I was reading about this, why Allah chooses certain harf jar with certain fa'il. Has a lot of wisdom, a lot of amazing miraculous usage there. That even like the old Arabs didn't really like have that kind of mastery over the language, subhanAllah. That's, harf jar looks very simple. It has a lot of, the usage of it transforms it into one of the amazing tools of balagha of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? Another interesting thing here that you will, if I was to, the speaker here is Nuh alayhi salam. Nuh alayhi salam, right? Okay, here is the question. We mock, ridicule you, right? Maybe the better translation is You're like, what? What? We ridicule slash mock, or we will ridicule slash mock you all. Right? Because look at the ayah. If you ridicule mock us, then indeed we will ridicule you all. Are you with me? Let me just take this out just to make it a little less wordy. This word will, right? This is something that's a part of Arabic, okay? Maybe some of you know this. The present tense is used for both the present and the future. The question, of course, is how do you know? One of three possibilities. Possibility number one, and it's not that complicated, inshallah, it's very simple. By context. Possibility one is by context. Like up this one, right? You can see by the context of it, you know, if I was to write the whole sentence here for you, maybe I'll do this, right? If you all ridicule us, then we ridicule you all versus we will ridicule you all. The context tells you that we will ridicule you makes more sense. Yes or no? Also, there is the letter seen. What is it called? Prefixed or affixed? Is it prefixed? Pre is before, right? Yes. Okay. To the fa'il, the present tense fa'il. For example, how would I say he knows? Ya'lamu, right? Alima is he knew. Ya'lamu, that's okay, that's good. How would I say they know? Ya'lamuna. Okay. How would I say they will know? Add the letter seen to it. Just don't make a scene. You like that one with the saline?
All right.
Sayalamun. Sayalamuna. Yes? Can you think of an ayah in the Quran for that? any ayah from the Quran for that? Kalla sayalamun. Thumma kalla sayalamun. No, they are going to know. ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ. No, they are going to know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like really, this is a threat, subhanAllah. This is a threat to the people who are denying the Day of Judgment, and, you know, they are, you know, thinking of this as like a talking point. يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. It's like a discussion happening and whatnot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and discussion not to understand, discussion to deride the merits of the idea. Okay, kalla sayalamun, thumma kalla sayalamun. Subhanallah, very powerful. How this surah, subhanallah, goes from this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shifts to like all the stuff that we see on the earth, and then shifts right back to the Day of Judgment. Inna yawmal fasli kana miqata. You notice that? It's all, so it starts with the Day of Judgment. Tangent. أَلَا نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَا. And then back to the original. إِنَّ يَوْمَ الْفَصْلِ كَانَ مِيقَاتًا. The implication being, just like you see all these things on the earth, You can see the earth. You can see the mountains and their role that they play and the role that we play as humans, as like the two genders, etc., etc. All of these things you see night and day. Just as you are certain of that, be certain of Inna Yawmul Fasli Kana Miqata. It's an appointed time. You are going to be there for that time. 100%. SubhanAllah. That's a very amazing surah, Amma Yatasa'alun, the first surah of the last juz. That's correct. Okay. Kalla Sayalamun, right? Okay. It is also from the letter or the word. This is the word. The word Sawfa. Sawfa, not sofa, before the present tense fa'il. Sorry, that was too much. Okay. If you look at Surah, which one am I thinking about? That's what. Sayalamun, right? How about if I was to say, you all know? You all know is what? It's just ta, right? Ta'alamun. Right? Ta'alamun. Very good. Now, if I wanted to say, you all will soon know, what would it be? But sawfa. Sawfa. Right? Kalla sawfa ta'alamun. Again, notice the same style. Thumma kalla sawfa ta'alamun. This is again talking about the fleeting nature of life. Alhaakumu takathur. Competition in the world is diverting us. It's making us distracted. It's fleeting. Because when a person comes to the graveyard, either as a visitor to drop somebody off, or that's their final journey, right? That's when you know. SubhanAllah. All right. So that is sawfa. That's how we know. Make sense, inshallah? So that's another interesting point here that we have about present tense fa'il and the future. Last few words remaining here. Kama taskharun. I'll tell you this. Kama is ka and ma. Okay, ka and ma. Do you remember what ka is? We didn't really talk too much about ka, but you might remember. Ka means like. Excellent. Harf jar. Ahsanti sister Samar. Harf. Jar means like. Okay? It means like. This is, as you can see, ka not at the end of a word. That will be attached pronoun. This is ka at the beginning of a word. Right? That's why it's a harf jar. Okay. If ka is a harf jar, then what is ma? Ism majroor. Very interesting ism. Ma. What's up with this ism? Get it? Ma, what's up? This is okay. Ma means, I'll stop. Ma means what? Okay. Correct? Like what? What does like what mean? Like, translate for me in like a running translation. What do you understand from it? We're gonna mock you. Kama, like what someone? Close. Like, just like. How about that? Like how? Oh, that was a joke. Oh, sorry, I didn't realize. Like how? I like that as well. Like how? We will mock you just like. Just like. Does Harun translate? Taskharun is what, people? You all mocked or you all Ah, you all ridicule slash mock, right? Present tense. Okay, we will mock you just like you all mock us, or you all mock. Present tense, فعل. Yes. مرفوع منصوب مجزوم. مرفوع. It's actor. فاعل. Is. Wow. Meaning you all. Right? Perfect. Alhamdulillah. So that, folks, alhamdulillah, is the end of the ayah. Again, let's go. Let's actually listen to the translation of this ayah. You have earned it. Alhamdulillah. We have earned it together. It's a very beautiful ayah. And I think the meaning is really nice, inshallah. Okay? Again, let's play this. We're going to play somebody a little, maybe a little slower. Okay. Maybe even shall we? The other one is like the thing is messed up a little bit. The audio. Okay. Ready?
واصنع الفلك بأعيننا ووحينا ولا تخاطبني في الذين ظلموا إنهم مغرقون ويصنع الفلك وكلما مر عليه ملأ من قومه سخروا قال إن تسخروا منا فإنا نسخر منكم كما تسخرون فسوف تعلمون من يأتيه عذاب يخزيه ويحل عليه عذاب
All right, alhamdulillah. Jazakumullah khairan. I think this was good. A lot of good stuff is covered in this, alhamdulillah. Yes or no, Vibha? Alhamdulillah, jazakumullah khairan. Now we go to the properties of ism. We go back to this. Okay, this is in the textbook. The textbook has actually, I have updated the textbook a little bit, and it is to be found here. Oh, there's a couple of things. I forgot about the surprise. Okay, I have a minute for that as well. Okay, the surprise. Inshallah. But by the way, we're not just translating the ayah, right? Because the translation would be much faster. We're also doing all this other stuff, right? And this stuff about like usage, right? The stuff about what does this word mean, that's what's taking the time. If you were just translating the ayah, it will be like not as much, right? Alhamdulillah. But the depth of this allows us to, inshallah, retain our content better. Alhamdulillah. Okay? Let us look at a new thing here. Here is the link to the book. Where is the book? That's the book. Okay? And that's a new thing. Quiz. Not a quiz, though. Not a quiz. A quiz is, it makes you think of, like you're thinking it's going to be for a test. No, it's not really. It's practice for your own good. It's your own practice. But the twist is, when you do it, you get the answers back. Allahu Akbar. Okay? So let's try that. Okay, I'm going to put my name. Okay, and maybe I'll put my email address maybe at londonmoss.ca. Who knows? Let's try that. Okay. And now I translate. He prostrated. What is that? Sajada. Wow. Amazing. Maybe I want to translate in Arabic. Sajada. Ooh. Maybe I want to write Sajadu. Very nice. Huh? She prostrated. Maybe I make a mistake and I say Sajada again. Or I don't know. Something silly. Sajata. Okay? I do that and then assume now I'm tired, so I submit. And now, Allahu Akbar, inshallah, I will get. They go to spam? No, don't go to spam. Ah! Allahu Akbar. Look at that. Look at that, people. Would you look at that? MashaAllah. Here is your answers. And your grade. And your grade is 3 out of 13. That's sad. Don't say that, Madhavaran. But you see how I wrote Sajada? It's got it right. It marked it correct. But look, I wrote Sajatta. It marked it wrong and it gave me the correct answer. Sajadat. Yeah, so you can do this. You can practice with this, inshallah. I hope this will be... How exactly does the English have to be, right? The English has to be like as following, right? Like the key Sister Solange has very nicely and very generously provided us here how you type. For U, use U. For U, use O-O. For A, use Fatha. For A, use... Or, you know, alif with the fatha with the alif, two A's, like that. Does that make sense? Alhamdulillah. So you can do this, it will help your practice. There's a past tense, there's a present tense, inshallah. And we hope to use this more and more, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. Okay? Alhamdulillah. I'm glad that you like it. We are actually out of time. Subhanallah. But the properties... Sister Solange, what do you think of the answer to that question is? the quiz. So we see the answers, of course. I mean, it's not like... The answers are all there. We see who did what, okay? If that's what you're asking about. But you could be sneaky and you could make like a... So I have like an account for like that I use for a spam email if I'm signing up for something. So I just use that spam account. So you could do that, right? Don't create a burner, no. no burners. What are you, Kevin Durant? No. So jokes aside, I think you should use your own name, inshallah. This took a turn for the worst there. try to use your own names, please. This is not a Kahoot, okay? Kahoot, you make up random names, it's fine, right? But you'll get good. You'll do good, inshallah. Right? This will help you. It'll help us help you. Exactly, precisely, alhamdulillah. Okay? So that's that. And of course, there's no spam email. Like, it's not like your email is connected and then something is done. No, it's just for the sake of getting you your answers. Okay? All right, alhamdulillah. So that is that. Now, I actually wanted to do this, but I want you please to do the following. If you can kindly download the new copy of the book and look at page number 38 to page number 40, inshallah, for the class on Monday. Inshallah, we'll start again. This time diving deep into the properties of ism. Last thing I'll say is the reason why I broke this up into two parts. We could have done all the properties of ism the first time. The reason why I did is because, number one, I wanted to give ourselves the chance to get to the fi'il quickly, right? Because when you get to the fi'il quickly, you can do this stuff that we're just doing right now, right? That's what you can do once you get to the fi'il. And the second thing is... See, like, the course has become like three blocks. Block number one, the first part of ism study. Block number two, fa'il. Block number three, back to ism study. So if somebody is still catching up on block two, they can actually start, join this on Monday, and they're right there with everybody else. Okay? And you can still keep catching up on like the recordings of the of the fi'il until we revisit the fi'il like in a about a week or 1 week and a half, okay? Maybe even 2 weeks, okay? But it allows you that opportunity to like catch like a second wind and catch up with the class. So it's done for that reason as well. And this time we're gonna go deep. Like I'm gonna give you like a lot of information about the isms that we didn't do before. And this is time, inshallah, you're ready for it because you've seen so many examples, inshallah. So it'll be nice. Okay? We're gonna see mu'rab, status changing, and mabni, when status does not change. Okay, interesting stuff. You're gonna see singulars that are singular, actually like one, and singulars that are plurals. What on earth is that? Okay, we're gonna see many things, inshallah. So let's keep it for Monday. Jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa jazakum.